Sports massage is a practical recovery and performance tool for triathletes, not just a relaxation treatment. It supports muscle repair, circulation, injury prevention, mental recovery, flexibility, and discipline-specific efficiency. Its value depends on timing, intensity, and integration into a training plan. Recovery and muscle repair. Sports massage can reduce recovery time by up to 30% when added to training. The best timing is within 24 to 48 hours after hard training or racing. Elite triathletes may benefit from twice-weekly sessions, while recreational athletes may use monthly sessions during peak training. Massage speeds recovery by increasing blood flow to damaged tissue, improving oxygen delivery, helping remove metabolic waste, supporting faster muscle fiber repair, and reducing inflammation. Even short post-event massages can help. A 7-minute massage after an event may reduce pain and fatigue better than passive recovery. Sessions of 5 to 12 minutes may improve performance metrics, such as cycling sprint power and endurance, more effectively than longer sessions. After intense workouts, lighter techniques that increase circulation are generally better than aggressive deep tissue work, which can add inflammation. Massage should be scheduled before recovery days or easy sessions to protect key workouts. Blood circulation, oxygen, and nutrient delivery. Massage improves circulation by dilating blood vessels, increasing blood flow, improving lymphatic drainage, supporting capillary function, and reducing blood pressure. These effects enhance muscle recovery, reduce swelling, speed waste removal, and improve the body's recovery state. Better circulation also improves oxygen delivery and nutrient distribution to working muscles. This supports faster recovery, tissue repair, adaptation to high training loads, and endurance across swimming, cycling, and running. Timing massage after demanding training days can maximize these benefits. Injury prevention and management. Triathlon training creates discipline-specific injury risks. Swimming can lead to shoulder impingement and rotator cuff strain, often from poor technique or overtraining. Cycling can lead to IT band syndrome and patellar tendonitis, often from poor bike fit or high mileage. Running can lead to plantar fasciitis and shin splints, often from impact stress and training volume. Preventive massage can identify issues before they become serious. Useful techniques include deep tissue work, trigger point therapy, fascial release, cross-fiber friction, and joint mobilization. During peak training, sessions every 1 to 2 weeks may be useful. Maintenance massages fit well into recovery weeks. If injured, massage can support rehabilitation by reducing inflammation, breaking down scar tissue, maintaining flexibility, and supporting tissue alignment. During injury recovery, sessions should usually be spaced 48 to 72 hours apart and coordinated with a physical therapist or sports medicine professional. Persistent pain should not be ignored. Performance enhancement. Massage does not directly increase sprint speed or endurance capacity, but it creates better conditions for high-quality training. It can improve training consistency, biomechanical efficiency, adaptation to load, and resistance to overtraining symptoms. Pre-race timing matters. 3 to 5 days before race, 45 to 60 minutes for performance preparation. Race morning, 10 to 15 minutes for warm-up enhancement. Post-race, 15 to 30 minutes for recovery acceleration. Pre-event massage may improve vasodilation and reduce anxiety. However, deep tissue work should generally be avoided within 48 hours of competition because it may temporarily reduce muscle strength. Reported performance-related benefits include a 7% improvement in range of motion, useful for swimming and running efficiency. A 13% improvement in delayed onset muscle soreness recovery. Reduced perceived fatigue during high-volume training weeks. Mental focus and stress reduction. Triathlon training is mentally demanding. Massage can support mental recovery by increasing serotonin and dopamine, improving clarity and focus, boosting emotional resilience, reducing mental fatigue, and improving mood and motivation. It also affects stress hormones. Cortisol is reduced, supporting better recovery. Serotonin is increased, improving mood. Endorphins are enhanced, providing natural pain relief. Massage can also improve sleep quality by regulating hormones, reducing muscle tension, calming the mind, and supporting recovery during heavy training periods. Sessions should be scheduled at least 2 to 3 hours before bedtime to help the body transition into sleep. Better sleep can improve recovery, training adaptation, and race day performance. Flexibility and range of motion. Range of motion affects every stroke, pedal stroke, and running stride. Massage can improve joint mobility by up to 30%. Techniques such as myofascial release and deep tissue work target connective tissue around joints. Discipline-specific mobility benefits include swimming, where shoulder mobility improves stroke length. Cycling, where hip mobility improves power output. And running, where ankle mobility improves ground contact. Massage also improves muscle flexibility by increasing blood flow, enhancing fiber elasticity, reducing adhesions and scar tissue, improving length-tension relationships, and supporting contraction efficiency. This is especially useful in long races, when fatigue can degrade form. For flexibility-focused sessions, timing 48 to 72 hours before key workouts may be ideal. During intense training, biweekly sessions can help maintain gains. Discipline-specific benefits. Swimming, massage supports rotator cuff health, shoulder girdle mobility, upper back tension release, and neck relaxation for smoother breathing. Shoulder-focused work is especially useful when swim volume increases. Regular upper body massage can help swimmers maintain form during long sets. Cycling, targeted work addresses areas stressed by time in the saddle. Lower back tension release can improve aero position. Hip flexor work can reduce tightness and improve power output. Quadriceps work can support recovery and improve endurance. IT band preventive work can reduce knee stress. Deep tissue work should generally be done at least 48 hours before key bike sessions. Running is the final discipline and often the most stressful after swimming and cycling. Massage can improve impact absorption through calf and shin care, support knee stability through quadriceps and hamstring work, improve hip mobility for stride efficiency, and release the plantar fascia for better foot mechanics. Consistent lower body massage may help athletes maintain form late in the race. Massage should also consider how the disciplines interact. Tight hip flexors from cycling can disrupt running form, and shoulder tension from swimming can affect bike position. A triathlon-aware therapist can address these cross-discipline effects. Practical recommendations. Use massage as part of a structured recovery plan, not a random add-on. Schedule recovery-focused massage within 24 to 48 hours after hard sessions. During peak training, consider 1 to 2 sessions per week for elite athletes or every 1 to 2 weeks for many recreational athletes. In race week, keep sessions early and lighter. Avoid deep tissue work within 48 hours of competition. Use short, targeted post-race massages rather than aggressive treatment. Coordinate injury-related massage with medical or rehab professionals. Match massage focus to the current training phase and upcoming race distance. Sprint athletes may prioritize quick recovery, while Ironman athletes may need deeper and more frequent work during long training blocks. Key takeaway: sports massage is most effective when used strategically. It can shorten recovery, improve circulation, reduce injury risk, enhance flexibility, lower stress, improve sleep, and support better training quality. Its benefits are not about replacing training, but about making training more consistent and race performance more reliable. For triathletes, the goal is not simply to feel better after a session, but to use massage to maintain mobility, reduce soreness, manage stress, and stay healthy through the demands of swimming, cycling, and running.